Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Living Essentially Strong Summit, cultivating a lifestyle of self-care and ultimate joy. Today, we have the distinguished guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, and I'll be introducing her in just a moment. My name is Christina Arnold, and I'm a holistic health and wellness advocate, a Joy Life Coach, and regional director with Joy Coaching America. And my passion is to help educate and empower women and men to implement self-care and self-love strategies, rituals, and daily practices to improve their health, increase their happiness, their prosperity, and joy, and to live a life with more contentment, satisfaction, and fulfillment. So we have the distinguished guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, and she's going to be talking about rejuvenate and revitalize your health. So you're going to want to make sure you have a notebook and a pen handy. She's got a lot of information she wants to share with you and bless your health with. But first of all, as I mentioned, Susan is a world-renowned author. She's a motivational speaker, and she's a frequent radio, TV, talk show guest, as well as radio and TV talk show guest. And she's a holistic health and lifestyle consultant. Dr. Susan focuses on obtaining powerful information and motivation for optimal wellness, prosperity, high self-esteem, and a balanced life. And Susan is passionate about helping people create vibrant health in your body, mind, and spirit every day. And she has a plethora of books she's put forth over her career. She has 33 books, and today we'll be highlighting her latest and my favorite book, Wired for High Level Wellness. And so Susan's going to be going through that with some tips for us. So put on your seatbelt, because here we go. Susan, it's such a joy to have you here today.
Christina, it's lovely to be with you. And what people won't know is that besides doing this, we're friends. So it's fun to do this with you today in sort of a different way of being together. And I'm excited to talk about all aspects of holistic, high-level wellness.
Yes. Well, your career started as a very young age, as a young girl, and the influences that you had from particularly your grandmother. Would you share a little bit of that with us before we jump in to rejuvenate and revitalize your health?
Yes, I would love to. I've had a remarkable mom and a grandmother both watching over me right now. Nice. But when I was a teenager, my dad unexpectedly passed away, and I didn't handle it very well. I got deeply depressed, didn't want to live anymore, got achy joints and acne and asthma and you name it. And my grandmother, who was a health, you know, she was the health nut. Uh-huh. And up until that time, we all thought the things that she did were kind of weird. But she saw that I was sinking very quickly, and she took me under her wings. This whole story is detailed in Wired for High Level Wellness, my book you just showed. Uh-huh. But she said if I would follow her guidance 100% in 30 days, I wouldn't have no longer any of these ailments. And within a year after my dad died, I also ate everything in sight and gained over 50 pounds. Mm-hmm. So after a month living with my grandmother, everything she said was right. Mm. And then she taught me how to live really close to nature. She taught me, Chris, all about holistic wellness. You know, she taught me that exercising builds up strong muscles and bones. Mm-hmm. Getting ample sleep builds up energy and vitality. Eating a wholesome diet builds up revitalization. Praying builds up our connection to God. She had me read the Bible every day. And then for months and months after that, I lived with her, and I had an assignment every morning to read the Bible. And by the time these months were up, I had to have the whole Bible read cover to cover, which literally changed my life. And sure. She taught me about juicing and growing sprouts and living closer to nature. She told me in nature, we don't find ice cream trees and potato chip bushes and donut vines, but she taught me to eat the foods as close to the way nature made them as possible, as well as many other things that we'll talk about today. As a result of her wisdom, I've never taken medication. Wow. And I started my own health unlimited business in the early 80s at the age of one. And now I teach people all over the world how to be healthy, how to live fully. My grandmother said to me, the secret to living fully, she said, is to eat half, to walk double, to laugh triple, and to love yourself and others without any limits at all. So her teachings were really quite remarkable. And she also taught me to always give everything over to God, whatever issues, whatever problems, whatever challenges.
Right.
And because she taught me that God's love empowers us to cultivate our dreams and to celebrate each day. And I think, Chris, that one of our big powers is the power of choice. And that's what living fully and successfully is all about. You want to let nothing deter you from achieving your God-given goals. Here's one of my favorite quotes in the Bible from 2 Chronicles 15:7. I bet you know this one. It goes like this. But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. Sometimes in life, we have these dreams and goals, and we pray, we visualize, we affirm, and we don't see things happening as quickly as we want things to happen. But we must never give up. We must keep and maintain a positive attitude and always be grateful. Fritzi was her name, my grandmother. She was not a doctor. She was just wise. She was from Denmark. And she said to me often, as well as my mom told me, to always be grateful for everything that's going on in your life, whatever the circumstances, for it's this kind of attitude that will foster happiness and peace and assist you to live more fully. And Fritzi would say to me that daily gratitude always magnetizes miracles. Mm. It makes you a magnet for bringing miracles and blessings back to you.
I believe it. I believe that. And what a pioneer your grandmother was with that thinking, and how she was able to influence you at such an early age and set you on your path.
That is so right. I wonder what I'd be doing now if she wasn't my grandmother.
I know.
But you're right. This has been my destiny, and I have such passion and enthusiasm for teaching people anywhere in the world.
Right.
And now you do a lot virtually, you know, but before COVID, I traveled all over the world, and soon that will happen again, because we can all choose to celebrate life. Health is a choice.
Yes.
Happiness is a choice. Peace is a choice. And enthusiasm, as my mom taught me, is the elixir that generates change, nourishes the body, and feeds the soul.
Enthusiasm is the elixir. I love that.
Yes.
It's
beautiful.
Wow, you were blessed, I have to say, Susan, with two powerful women in your life to bless you with such wisdom and love, and especially, you know, encouraging your walk in faith as well.
And you're so right. But that's not to say that I haven't had many challenges in my life. I have.
Sure.
I write about many of them in Wired for High Level Wellness. Mm-hmm. One was, my grandmother taught me how to live fully and to live closer to nature for about 7 years. And then she passed away. And then I was in a terrible automobile accident later, a few years later, and my car was totaled.
Wow.
So I talk about in the book how with faith and determination and hope and trust and doing everything that she taught me, how I was able to literally step aside and let God heal me.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, you've had your own challenges in this life that you've overcome, and through that wisdom you've gained, you've also been able to help all of the clients that you have and the different people that have attended your events.
Yes.
So let's dive into this 10 simple surefire tips for invigorating your body, mind, and spirit. Now, whether I'm going to read this short little bio that you had given for this, whether it's a new year, a new month, or a new season, any time is a good time to make better choices about improving your health. One of the best ways to bring wellness into your world is to decrease the level of stress you experience on a daily basis and rejuvenate your body and life. Sounds like a daunting task, doesn't it? But really, it's very simple with these 10 surefire tips that Susan's going to be sharing with us. With her practical suggestions, you can rejuvenate your body from head to toe, inside out. In other words, your whole body, your high-level wellness is now within your reach. It's simply a choice. Get out your pen and paper because we'll take a look at a number of areas that you can start making positive choices for yourself to bring forth that level of optimal, vibrant, thriving wellness into your life.
Now that sounds good. So we've got 10 great tips, and you just mentioned stress. I bet most people are not aware that 80 to 90% of all doctor visits are a result of stress and not managing it well. Wow. And why is that so important? Because stress can precipitate high blood pressure, heart problems, gastrointestinal distress, fatigue, joint and muscle pain. What else? Headache, irritability, insomnia, and that ever-growing culprit, obesity.
Yes.
So everything I'll be talking about today will help you not only live fully and successfully, to be more self-confident, to put the wind underneath your wings of confidence.
Yes.
But it will also help to reduce stress. So the tip number one, here we go.
Okay.
Drum roll. Yes, is to revitalize and refresh. Now, we often can feel bogged down. I know that. We want to make sure that we always build breaks into our day from sunrise to bedtime to reset and refresh. Mm. You know, Chris, just as your computer can freeze up and be sluggish when you're running too many programs,
right,
your mind and spirit can get worn out from too much mental multitasking and engagements with technology. So it's okay to unplug every now and then, or at least press the reset button. And I always say, Chris, before you turn on your cell phone in the morning, welcome that blank slate, that beautiful blank slate in the morning, and set aside some time for nourishing the body. Mm-hmm. Remember that the first 40 minutes of the day establishes the tone. So maybe if you live with other people, set that alarm 10 minutes early to allow for some mindful reflection. The quiet of the morning makes the best time for getting organized for the day, reflecting on goals, planning your to-dos. And okay, this may sound a little prosaic, but make sure in the morning you make your bed. Studies even show that making your bed every morning will boost your happiness. And maybe midday, let's say you now work at the office or even at your computer at home.
Right.
set some time to reset for 10 minutes midday, because that will greatly support your mental health. Mm. And by the way, scarfing down your lunch in front of the computer doesn't count. Plan a 10-minute break between meetings for, let's just say, a quiet walk around the block, or mm-hmm. 10 minutes of praying and meditating or journaling. Mm-hmm. When you do that, it helps you to stay on track with your goals and ideals that you reflected on early morning. And uh-huh. then finally, before you go to bed at night, you know, collect yourself. Instead of falling asleep mindlessly mm-hmm. in front of the TV with the remote glued to your hand, make an hour before bedtime, if you have that, or 15 yeah. minutes or 30 minutes, a sacred hour, a sacred time mm-hmm. in which you unplug from technology. Maybe mm-hmm. you journal, meditate. Maybe you take a beautiful bath with some essential oils of lavender in it, mm-hmm. and that will promote healthy sleep. But by adding in these protected times during your day, maybe morning, midday, before mm-hmm. bedtime, it will help revitalize and refresh you and make a marked difference on your overall well-being.
Those are beautiful. You know, we can all get so busy during our day that we don't stop. And like you recommend, you know, take 5-10 minutes and step outside or walk away from your desk, or, you know, find something else to just clear your mind. Even doing a, like you say, a 10-minute mindfulness practice of some breathing.
And in a little bit, I'll this little sneak preview here, I'm going to give you a couple different ways to breathe. One will help you sleep. Mm. One will help prevent overeating.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. Here we go. Number two.
Here's a little pun intended here, but it's important to have, number two is to exercise for vitality. But since you just said number two, I'm going to, only Susan would say this, right? I'm going to say how important it is to have a good bowel movement every day. You do not want to be constipated. You can't have vibrant health if you're constipated. So you want to have one good bowel movement every day at least. And hopefully, if you're lucky, a couple more bonus rounds. So exercise for vitality. So it goes without saying, if you want to maintain your weight, if you want to get fit and strong, get a lean, healthy body, you've got to make exercise a top priority. Everyone is different, Chris, when it comes to the time of day that's best to exercise. Mm-hmm. But the experts agree that the best time for you is simply when you can commit to it and be the most consistent. Pythagoras, okay. more than 2,400 years ago, this is a great quote for almost anything in your life. Uh-huh. He said, "Choose what is best. Habit will soon render it agreeable and easy." And morning exercises, like exercisers like I am, mm-hmm. we tend to be the most consistent, because the distractions of the day then don't interfere with following through. When right. you get your workout over with in the morning, you eliminate the possibility of flaking out on your cardio after a long day at work. And I also like to work out in the morning because I like to earn my breakfast and mm. get those endorphins flowing first thing that help me to be more creative and happy throughout mm-hmm. the rest of the day. And if you're not bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at the thought of walking at 5 or 6 in the morning, like I am a morning person, I get up early, way before that to meditate and get my day started. Uh-huh. But maybe at the end of the day, after a long day of work, you can do some type of workout to help mm-hmm. burn off the cortisol in mm-hmm. your system triggered by daily stressors. But Chris, here's a key point. Don't exercise too close to bedtime, because it raises your heart rate and body temperature, and that will interfere with restful sleep. Oh. But no matter what time of day you choose to exercise, It's the bedrock of vibrant health. And I'll add here, why does it help you keep your weight in check? Because muscle burns fat. It's that simple. Exercise increases muscle, alters its chemistry, tones it, and increases the metabolic rate. So if you want to lose weight and keep it off, you've got to make exercise a key component of your health program. I'll even go so far, Chris, to say that I think nothing does more for you to make you vibrantly healthy than a regular fitness program. Mm-hmm. And here's why. It unlocks your mental power and physical stamina. It gives your skin a youthful glow, and it puts wings under your confidence. Mm. I know people that I've worked with over the years and decades have never worked out, and they start a program, and it's amazing the confidence they feel and how they boost their levels of self-esteem to make them feel they can do anything. And sleep ties in with exercise too, because the building, strengthening, and renovating of the body takes place during rest and sleep.
Right.
That's when growth and nutritional processes are at their maximum. So to get the most from exercise, you've got to get a good night's sleep. And besides your cardio, you know, you're walking or jogging, hiking, cycling, swimming, aerobic dance. You need, and of course, weight training that will strengthen your muscles, that will build more lean muscle, which boosts your metabolism. You need to also take time to stretch a little bit every day. A flexible body greatly reduces the chance of injury, because tight muscles that restrict the natural range of motion in the joints are susceptible to pulls and tears and stress injuries. I don't know if you've ever, let's say you were grocery shopping and you reached up at the high shelf to grab something, or bent down in your refrigerator to pull something out of the drawer or the freezer, and you pull something. That's because you aren't flexible enough, and you're as young as you are flexible. As you get older, you've got to stay flexible. And the body is pretty much made in the kitchen, and it's shaped in the gym. So you've got to make exercise a top priority.
I like that. Made in the kitchen and shaped in the gym. So if you're not going to the gym, it's time to start putting together a plan for yourself. You can do that at home or the gym.
That's right. And Chris, you don't even need to have a gym membership, but make sure you have one good piece of aerobic equipment in your home. And a few dumbbells. And I don't mean other people living with you in your home. I mean some exercise equipment. So you can get programs on TV that will help you with exercise, a DVD or programs. But it's just good, because that way, if you have some equipment in your home, you can't say, oh, it was raining today, it was snowing.
Right.
It's too dark outside, it's too hot. No excuses anymore.
Yeah. Whether it's an exercise bike or elliptical or
that's
a treadmill.
Exactly right. Exactly.
All of these are good.
And the only time I want my body to go downhill is after I've hiked uphill.
He's so cute. And then you're so much more capable to be walking downhill than uphill. That's the ultimate, building your muscles and your lungs. And
yes. And if you can get outdoors to work out, not only does it help your body get more physically fit, but it feeds your soul. That's why, you know, I live in the Brentwood, Santa Monica area of Los Angeles. My favorite way to work out is to go hiking. And I did an early morning hike this morning. I saw rabbits and butterflies, a few dragonflies. a ladybug landed on the back of my hand. Aww. I saw a few deer and baby deers.
What a beautiful area to hike in.
Yes, it was so lovely. And even though I will admit some mornings, maybe I haven't gotten great sleep, I think, oh, I'd love to sleep in longer and maybe skip the workout. But mm-hmm. And I usually don't. Before I think too much more, I put on my workout clothes. But you never do a workout and will say, oh, I wished I hadn't worked out today.
Right. Yeah. You could say, I wish I had worked out, but not I wish I hadn't worked
yes,
out.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you love nature, and yes, that's a huge, huge part of your well-being, your peace of mind, the time you spend in nature as well.
Most parents and grandparents say to us, go out and play, go outside and play. Mm-hmm. So my mom and my grandmother would say, go out and play and pray. Being out in nature, that's where I love to do my meditation, much more than sitting in a little corner of my bedroom to meditate.
Right.
Just to hear the sounds of nature. In fact, Chris, I love it so much that on my website, SusanSmithJones.com, right on the homepage, as you scroll down, it says, click here to listen to nature sounds. Mm. And I have a couple dozen nature sounds, from the ocean waves to the babbling brook to a gentle rain in the pine forest. I even have a little device next to my desk and in my bedroom that plays different nature sounds. It's very calming and soothing. And that's why in the corner of my office, you can't hear it now, but I've got a small little fountain.
Uh-huh.
And so there are ways to bring nature indoors with plants and flowers. And outside one of my doors of my home, I've got a big fountain. And in my yard, I have a water feature because I love to hear the sounds of nature.
Yeah. And just a tip for people who like, there's an app you can add to your phone called the Calm app.
Yes.
Which also is wonderful with the different nature sounds, as well as the meditations and stories that are on it. It's just called Calm. And I find that very soothing for myself as well.
You know what, Chris? They have that commercial on TV all the time for the Calm app.
They've started that. I've seen
And they have 15 seconds of, it's just gentle rain on leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And I stop everything I'm doing when that commercial comes on and I just breathe deeply because it's beautiful.
It is.
Yes.
I've really been blessed by this Calm app. I mean, every morning I put that on. And it just grounds me, centers me, and just, you know, stops that, you know, okay, rush, rush, rush. It just kind of slows you down.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So number three, join the breakfast club. Share with us how we could join the breakfast club.
All right. So our moms and grandmothers were right. Breakfast, the word breakfast means, do you know what it means?
Break the fast.
Thank you. Very good. It means break the fast. And it really is the most important meal of the day. And I always say, if someone says to me, I don't have time to eat breakfast, then maybe you can make something the night before. You could even make a green smoothie the night before.
True.
But the body needs to be refueled for the tasks ahead of it. Studies show, Chris, that those people who eat a healthy breakfast make better food choices throughout the day and have a much better handle on controlling their weight.
Okay.
Rushing out the door with a cup of coffee to fuel you for the day just sets you up for low blood sugar that can cause you to give into unhealthy cravings and to eat more calories to compensate during the day. You know, research shows that when you skip breakfast, you're more likely to have a weight gain than a weight loss because you're tired throughout the day and then you eat more. So it just makes sense. And remember, like I said, the first 40 minutes of the day sets the tone. So that should include a healthy breakfast.
Okay.
And for example, this morning I had a big bowl of chopped up romaine lettuce, because uh-huh. you can have salads for breakfast.
Yeah.
And on top of the lettuce, I cut up slices of a fresh orange and a fresh grapefruit, put them on top of the lettuce.
Uh-huh.
I sprinkled on some sunflower seeds, raw seeds,
uh-huh.
and sprinkled a little cinnamon on top of that.
Mm.
And the juice from the two fruits makes it so you don't even need a dressing.
Right.
You get the fiber early morning. It fills you up. It makes you feel good. It's not like having bacon and eggs and toast and butter that clogs you up. And
yeah,
you
better more ways than one.
Yeah, cardiologist just on speed dial, but it makes you feel great for the rest of the day.
Yeah, that sounds really a healthy tip. And, you know, we don't think of salads for breakfast.
No.
But even to have eat it as a salad or move it over into a smoothie where you can, you know, add things to that as well.
That is right. At the end of my book, Wired for High Level Wellness, I have lots of recipes, and I've got, oh gosh, close to 25, 30 different delicious green smoothie recipes.
That would be real helpful.
On cold mornings, you know, after I've worked out, I don't eat a lot before I work out. I might have oatmeal or a little millet. There you go. Or maybe quinoa, mm-hmm. or something like that. And I usually put some freshly ground flax seeds on the whole grain cereals I might have in the morning. And I'll make raw nut milk 2 or 3 times a week. It's always in my refrigerator. I've got recipes for that in that book you just showed.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Number 4, utilize ample water and heat therapy.
Yes. And you know what? I could talk about heat therapy and water literally for 3 hours each. We don't have a lot of time, but let me just say that 75% of Americans are dehydrated. Right. And when you're even 3% dehydrated, it affects your brain, your thinking. You can see it on your skin. It lowers your metabolism. It's bad for your immunity. You've got to keep your body fully hydrated with purified water. And heat therapy has to do with, I'm a big believer. My grandmother taught me about the benefit of saunas, taking a sauna to profusely sweat every day. I've got lots and lots of studies about heat therapy. And for 25 years, I've had a couple infrared saunas. That's the one that's the best one, truly. And if you go to my website, myname.com, Susan Smith Jones, and in the search bar, just put heat therapy or infrared saunas, and put alkaline water or hydration, and you'll find maybe close to 15 plus articles on those topics with lots of scientific studies. And of course, there's lots of information in my new book.
Okay. And then infrared sauna, that's not necessarily, you can have like a little sauna machine, or are you talking being in a facility?
No,
like
see, they come in 1 person, 2 person, 3 person.
Okay.
So, and almost any house can fit it in. A 2 person's not that much bigger than a 1 person. I like the extra space around me. I have a 2 person in my office.
Okay.
I have a 3 person in my home. Now I use it alone, but I like in the 3 person, I can lie down first and I can put my feet up on the wall. So that's good for blood flow.
Right.
And then halfway through, I might sit up. It gives me options. Now, on my website, I've talked about some of my clients. I gave them this idea, and they're making a lot of money. They get a sauna. Some got 2, some got 3, and they rent out time in the sauna for people that don't want to buy their own. Before they had home saunas and infrared saunas, I'd go use one at the gym.
Uh-huh.
So you realize that all your toxins you're sweating out on that bench.
Yeah.
And I don't really want to sit on other people's toxins. And I want to know that I can use it anytime I want. You will always sleep like a baby if about 2 hours before your sleep time at night,
uh-huh.
you take a 20 to 30 minute sauna, because an infrared is not like the suffocating heat of a steam or a traditional sauna. I write all about this on my website.
Well, good.
But after you get out of the sauna, the act of your body cooling down, because you've heated it up in the infrared sauna, that increases your body's level, going from a hot inside to cooling down, increases your level of melatonin.
Oh,
and
wow.
This is why it's good to bathe a baby right before bedtime. Because then you'll sleep like a baby if you took an infrared sauna.
Right.
And I have so many studies on my website about how they've did studies with people who train for marathons, and how that much sweating every day will make it so it would be very difficult to get cancer or any virus going around. Viruses can't live in this kind of heat. Mm-hmm. Whenever I have to do a photo shoot, Chris, I always make sure 4 hours before I've taken an infrared sauna, because there's no makeup that a makeup artist could use that could duplicate that healthy glow you get from an infrared sauna. One session in a sauna, 30-minute session, is the equivalent to jogging 3 miles for your cardiovascular system. So if someone's listening just doesn't like to work out, you definitely want to get an infrared sauna. There are a lot of companies that make them.
Uh-huh.
Most of them are not quality ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to the high-tech health company in Boulder, Colorado. That's where I get my Ionizer Plus alkaline device I've had for over 20 years in my kitchen. I make fresh alkaline water with the right pH every morning.
Okay.
And that's where I got my infrared sauna. So you can learn more about that on my website and in my book.
Wow, that's really got my interest for sure. Let's see, number 5, visualize your day ahead.
Now, my grandmother and mom taught me about this. Albert Einstein once said that your imagination is a preview of your life's coming attractions. Henry David Thoreau, one of my favorites, along with Emerson, said, this world is but a canvas to our imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And scientific studies have shown that if you visualize in your mind the end result of something you want to achieve, you'll find that not only do you have more confidence, but you'll be able to achieve your goals at a quicker rate. I saw an interview not long ago with Phil Mickelson, my favorite golfer, and he just recently won a PGA major golf tournament.
Uh-huh.
And he said that he's turned his game around at age 51 now by doing visualization, even when he's not practicing at home, visualizing getting holes in one, making all of his putts, but also when right before he's about to putt, you see him stand there and look at the hole. And in the interview, he said he sees the ball going into the hole. So whatever you can do to visualize, that is so important. For me, the morning is the perfect time to spend some quiet time visualizing. After I meditate in the morning, I then take a moment to visualize the day ahead of me. I focus on the successes I will have, and it helps the day go more smoothly. And even a minute of visualization and positive thinking can improve mood and your outlook. You know, speaking of positive thinking, Ralph Waldo Emerson said, write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year. And we've already talked about exercise, but Henry David Thoreau One of these days, I'm going to write a book on both Thoreau and Emerson. But Thoreau said, an early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day. I love that.
That's so beautiful. I mean, it brings me to tears. Just hearing that.
Yes.
The two of them. I mean, true lifestyle philosophers that.
That is right. Yes. Always positive, beautiful words.
Mm-hmm. Gorgeous. And you know, we hear all the time of different sports coaches that are helping their clients visualize their performances, whether it's gymnastics, golf, baseball. So there's such power in that whole visualization exercise for yourself.
Yes, and they visualize themselves being successful. Mm-hmm. And then I usually end my visualization with positive affirmations. I write about that a lot in the book. You want to make your affirmations present tense, as though you've already achieved the goal. So like instead of saying, I'm no longer fat and I will no longer eat junk foods, instead you would say, make it positive and present. Maybe you say, I weigh 140 pounds easily and effortlessly, and I love eating lots of produce. So that would be a positive, good affirmation. Yeah. One I say all the time is, everything is always working out for me, or things are always working out for me.
I love
that. At the end of my prayer time, I might say, I live a God-centered life, or I let go and let God, or I let go and let God sit in the driver's seat of my life, or God is my anchor. Mm-hmm. And I say these literally throughout the day. Nobody needs to know you're doing them. You could just say them in your mind silently to yourself. It keeps you positive.
And I also like affirmations. Why is it so easy for me to eat healthy today? Because then your brain is like, oh, because I have the food here. I've already shopped. I already have it cut and prepped. And so you're mentally geared to be positive about that experience.
That is so right. Very, very good point.
Mm-hmm. So let's see now. 6. Eat more fruits and vegetables.
Yes. Now, this is so, so very important. Even when I was a teenager under the guidance of my grandmother and in my 20s, she used to remind me there were so many different diets out. Way back in those days, it was the grapefruit diet and the soup diet and the cabbage diet.
I remember those.
Yep. And she used to say to me, it was just common sense. Ooh, I just saw lemon in your water.
Yes.
Very nice.
So refreshing.
Yes, yes. And that's very, very healthy for your body, by the way. Lemon, even though it's acid to the taste, it's alkaline in your body. Everyone should have some fresh lemon in their water every day. But awesome. My grandmother used to say, Sonny's my nickname. She'd say, Sonny, you've got to eat real food, not fake food. You don't want to eat too much, and you want to eat mostly produce. Uh-huh. And she used to say, you want a whole foods diet that occurs naturally in nature, mm-hmm. and not processed and packaged creations on the supermarket shelves that often masquerade as food. Because, of course, those items were never intended for our beautiful, God-given bodies. And produce, like your fruits and veggies, are the most important health care that your money can buy. Vibrant health starts in the kitchen by choosing delicious foods that also help to heal your body. So why produce? Colorful produce, fresh produce. I'm not talking about canned.
No.
Is chock full of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and these neutralize the free radicals that lead to cell damage, to disease states, to premature aging. Fruits and vegetables, the more you eat, correlates with reduced risk of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. And no animal products have fiber. Only plant-based foods do. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, seeds, sprouts. And the fiber in these foods helps your digestive tract keep humming along the way it was designed to.
Right.
And also fruits and veggies make your skin. I can tell you eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. You've got beautiful, beautiful skin, Chris.
Oh, thank you.
But it helps beautify your skin. It boosts metabolism and elevates your mood. So when it comes to figuring out what to eat, mostly plants, like my grandmother would say to me, is a pretty safe bet.
Yeah.
And people come to me a lot these days, especially with what happened all during the COVID time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. With weight gain, and they're overeating.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple things I want to remind you about that is you want to take easy food steps that will make a big difference, because the smallest thing will turn the ship around in the right direction.
Mm.
So here are some samples of some small things you could do to help you not overeat. Put the fork down between bites. What a novel idea.
Mm.
Most people inhale their food.
Right.
Yep. Have a smaller plate, because psychologically in your brain, you see the plate full of food.
Right.
It's like you feel satisfied. Don't eat standing up. I like to eat, unless it's soup, with chopsticks. First of all, I feel very talented when I can use chopsticks, but it helps me to eat slower.
Breathe
deeply before starting a meal. Maybe don't go back for seconds.
Right.
Maybe start your day with two, just like what you have right there, two large glasses
mm-hmm.
of water with lemon in it, and 20 to 30 minutes before a meal, have another large glass.
Okay.
I like to go to, here's another one. Sometimes I'll go to bed and I'll write down a plan for the next day.
Uh-huh.
But here's a little breathing exercise that will help prevent overeating. If you breathe in to the count of seven,
mm-hmm.
so slowly breathe in and you count to seven, and you exhale to a count of 11. Why is this so special? And you want to do this 2 to 3 times during the day.
Okay.
It signals to your brain that you're not in a state of emergency. That it's okay to activate the parasympathetic nervous system,
right.
which says it's time to rest, digest, look around, be grateful, and plan, and be more strategic in that upper brain, as opposed to being triggered by unhealthy foods you might be craving.
Yeah.
In other words, you're feeding your authentic self, and you're being more positive, and you won't be so inclined to reach out for the junk foods and then also overeat.
Right.
And remember this little tip, that what you eat today, Chris, you'll crave tomorrow. When you have a cheat day, a lot of people have a cheat day, and I think it's okay to have a cheat day, but you remember you'll be craving those foods tomorrow.
Mm.
And that's called carryover craving. And your taste buds are addicted to salt, sugar, and oil.
Mm.
And if you could take 10 days for those taste buds to adjust by cutting out all salt, all sugar, and all oil.
Uh-huh.
The oil is just, you don't need it to be healthy. It's very, very high in calories.
Okay.
It's better to get the omega-3 fatty acids and the fat from healthy foods like nuts and seeds and avocado,
right?
You know, and especially your flaxseed, rather than drizzling oil over everything. But in 10 days of cutting out salt, sugar, and oil, if you need to lose weight, you'll probably lose about 5 pounds.
Wow. That's a good tip. And it's,
yes.
Not, I mean, you're going to have a first couple of rough days at the beginning. I'm
yes,
sure.
Yes.
Your mind's still craving those things, but every day is going to get easier and easier.
Absolutely right. And by the way, Benjamin Franklin said, whatever you do for 21 days will make or break a habit.
Uh-huh.
Behavioral scientists have found that 21 consecutive days in a row of adding something in, like 20 minutes of exercise every day, or drinking 8 glasses of water, or eating 3 or 4 fruits fruits, or and maybe having two salads after, or maybe you give up for 21 days having dessert every night,
right,
or going back for seconds. After 21 days, you will have either developed a new habit or you will no longer crave a bad habit. I've done this for decades.
Yeah.
And every month, I start at the beginning of the month. You don't have to, but I do, because then I know where, what day I'm on. Yeah, yeah. So, and if you skip day, let's just say 3 or 18, you've got to start back over again.
No.
But nobody's saying that you have to do it for a year or 6 months or 3 months. Most people can commit to 21 days. Mm-hmm. Now, 10 days will help with your taste buds, but 21 days will make or break a habit. And a life with self-discipline is so much better than a life of regret.
Yeah.
You know, instead of thinking, oh, I can't have ice cream anymore, or I can't have donuts or French fries, think instead, I can have a fit, lean body, or I can have good cardiovascular health, or radiant, youthful skin, or sound sleep, or lots of energy and empowerment. It's always a little twist in your brain of how you think about things. And I'm totally into the elimination diet too, which is to remove from your mind all thoughts of anger. You're eliminating thoughts of anger, regret, resentment, guilt, blame, worry.
Yeah.
And if you do that, you'll see your health and your life immensely improve.
Right. Yeah. Reduce those lower vibration emotions that keep you unhealthy.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Number 7 is nourish your body and lose weight with adequate sleep.
Yes. By the way, your lipstick color is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I think a lot of women would love to know what it is. Do you know what it is?
Well, let's see if I can read the read.
You had no idea I was going to interview you.
Don't know if I can read this. This is...
I want to get it, actually. I
called,
could have asked
it's
you.
It's called often. Number 895 on fire red, on fire red, and
it doesn't look red. It just
it doesn't look red. Gorgeous. I'm trying to see if
but
I.
What
to,
company makes it?
I'm trying to take a look at that. That's the challenge. Let me get a magnifying glass.
Okay.
See if I can spot it. Yeah, it's difficult to see.
It goes with your blouse as well. It's lovely.
Well, I know I buy a lot of the Revlon, so I'm not sure, but I can tell you it's the orange case, and it's 895 fire on fire red.
On fire red. It's very beautiful. Lovely. Okay, so you want we don't want to put people to sleep with this. You want me to talk about
how do we improve our sleep and how that affects our weight and our whole well-being.
Yes. So there, Chris, there's nothing more restorative for the body than getting good sleep every single night. Shakespeare once wrote that sleep knits up the raveled sleeve of care. Of course, that's a poetic way of saying that sleep repairs and restores the mental and physical damage wrought throughout our very stressful days.
Right.
But science has confirmed Shakespeare's lyrical sentiment over and over, because the benefits of sleep and getting enough rest and deep sleep are endless. And studies show that it improves memory, promotes longevity, reduces inflammation, makes you more creative, improves your performance on physical and mental tasks. It, of course, it increases safety when getting behind the wheel.
Right.
And our waistlines are greatly benefited by plentiful sleep. Mm-hmm. Studies show that when you get too little sleep, Chris, it makes you hungry, especially for high calorie foods that are not good for you. It's harder to pass up the cupcake and the fries when you're not getting enough sleep. And when you're not getting enough sleep, it primes your body to hold on to all the calories you eat, even if they're healthy.
Right.
That's how important the sleep is.
Yeah.
And dieters who get more sleep lose much more fat than their sleep-deprived counterparts.
Right.
And cheating sleep also boosts your insulin levels, which increases the risk of heart disease and diabetes.
Right.
So some final thoughts on sleep would be lack of sleep. Of course, it affects your body, your waistline, your energy, but it's very damaging for your emotions. To getting too little sleep undermines your ability to deal with stress.
Uh-huh.
It causes extra amounts of that stress hormone called what?
Cortisol.
Yes. It causes extra amounts to roam throughout your body, which suppress your immune system and make you gain weight. Studies show that less than adequate sleep, if that happens to you, and I don't mean like one day a month or every couple weeks, but nightly, you're at much greater risk for depression. So here, you need about 7 to 8 hours of sleep at night.
Right.
To ensure good sleep, I'm going to give you another breathing exercise, but stick to a regular sleep schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Create a bedtime ritual that might include like a warm bath with lavender.
Yeah.
Make sure your room is cool, dark, and quiet. It's always good to have a fresh plant in your room, because a fresh plant, what does it give off?
Carbon dioxide.
It gives off oxygen. But it takes up the carbon dioxide.
Right.
But if you can't sleep at night, here's a simple exercise. I'm going to have you do this.
Okay.
Take your right thumb and press your right thumb against your right nostril and close it up. That's all you do. And you breathe for 3 to 5 minutes through your left nostril. And that helps the brainwave activity between your left and right hemispheres, your left brain, your right brain, relaxes your brain and will help you sleep more like a baby.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. Yes, 3 to 5 minutes.
3 to 5
right minutes. Right thumb on right nostril, like I'm doing now, and breathe through your left nostril 3 to 5 minutes.
Okay. And like I shared with you earlier, too, I started using a sleep mask.
Because
I get a lot of light in my room, and I've really noticed how much deeper I sleep and longer without interruption of waking up and having to go to the restroom, what have you. But yeah. I have really grown very fond of my sleep mask, to say. So that might be something else all of you might like to consider.
Yes, your new nightly companion.
Yeah.
Sleep mask.
I take my sleep mask to bed now.
That's great. Whatever you can do to get more sound sleep is so important.
It's so important. All right, well, here we are, number 8.
Nearing the end.
Adjust your attitude and say goodbye to procrastination.
Woohoo! Yes.
That's a tough one there.
Yes, my grandmother always used to say to me that your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything.
Mm.
And there's so much healing power by focusing on positive aspects of our lives and being grateful for all the good things we have, even during times of stress and loss.
Yes.
You know, it's common sense that focusing on all the gifts and blessings rather than harping on everything that's wrong or unsatisfying can allow you to maintain a more positive and optimistic perspective. But the idea that gratitude helps to buoy us during stressful times has also been supported by a lot of research. They found, Chris, that those people who catalog the positive things in their lives on a regular basis are healthier, happier, more motivated, less stressed, and more well-rested. They have more positive and fulfilling relationships with others. And you know, on my website, I've got, if you go, I think it's under articles or in the search bar, put 260 positive words.
Right.
And you'll see a page where I've cataloged all of my positive words. Yeah. You might have some that I forgot to add, so you could add to the list.
Sure.
But I think that we shouldn't leave the task of counting our blessings for only that Thursday in November for Thanksgiving Day.
I think it needs to be a daily ritual, to be honest.
Yes, exactly. Each and every day, take a moment to be grateful for all you have, especially before you go to sleep at night.
Yeah.
Or maybe you write a thank you note to someone, or express your gratitude to a loved one, or offer prayers of thankfulness during meditation, because what you think about consistently brings more of the same into your life. So focusing on the positive, even during difficult times, is so important. And don't procrastinate. Make your day, I call it top heavy. Do in the morning those most difficult tasks to get them out of the way.
Right.
And that way your workload will get easier as the day progresses, and you'll have more energy in the morning.
Right.
That's why I say do those things early in the morning. And get them out of the way.
Right, for sure. And then you have a lot more peace about the afternoon and the evening as well.
Yes, yes. And I think, well, at least for me, my energy is up in the morning. And
so
the way I look at it is my day will get progressively easier, not the other way around. If I do the least desirable task first thing in the morning.
For sure. So, you know, you might want to go buy yourself a really beautiful journal, something that speaks to you that you see on the shelf, or they have some beautiful journals on Amazon, and start your gratitude journal. Take that time, whether you choose to do it in the evening after the day's over, things that have happened that you're grateful for, or in the morning before you start your day. But make that a habit, 2 to 3 things that really bring joy to you that you're grateful for, and you'll see your life experiences start turning around.
Yes, yes. And I always like to use different color pens as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, beautiful colored pens.
Definitely.
That's right.
That's right. So number 9 is take time to pray, meditate, and breathe deeply.
Yes. Oh, I love this one. Well, living a faith-centered life, like my diet. If you say, what kind of diet do you eat, Susan? I'd say, I eat a vegetable-centric diet.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the main part of my diet. But if you say, what is really the hub of the wheel for you in your life, what's most important? It really is my relationship with God.
Right.
So when I take time to meditate and pray, I deepen and strengthen my connection with God. Now I've got 2 major, massive chapters in my new book about meditation, different ways to meditate, and the history of meditation through thousands of years in different cultures. Most cultures have meditated. I even have a section on Christian meditation.
Oh.
But it's a simple, cost-free practice my grandmother taught me when I was a teenager that's been scientifically proven to heal the body, boost immunity, reverse aging, lift your mood from negative to positive. And there's no real single way to meditate. The essence of meditation is being mindful of the present moment. You could even be meditating when you're walking, like I write about in my book. I write about prayer walking.
Right.
It's all about your state of mind. When you meditate, Chris, you don't focus on mistakes of the past or your to-do lists for that day or the future. Just nudge yourself, simply nudge yourself to experience the present by noticing maybe your breath or nature around you. But breathing deeply is one of the best. When you meditate, you breathe deeply. It's one of the best and quickest ways to reduce stress, burn more calories, increase your creativity, release fear, bolster confidence. And this mindful meditation gets you out of your head and into your body. It calms the body It allows you to maintain an emotional balance. If you've got high blood pressure, it lowers blood pressure, soothes your gut. It's like a triple whammy. It's a salve for body, mind, and spirit. And let me end by on meditation by saying, because I'm hoping to encourage everyone to start meditating. Yeah. What a more peaceful world we would have. But it's a way to unplug from the hustle and bustle of everyday living. Because outside noise tends to drown out the inner life, the music of the soul. And it's only in those few moments of silence that you can go within and really nurture your spiritual life.
Right.
And I like here to talk about the whole armor of God, putting on the armor of God. Because when you earnestly send out, let's say in your daily life, Chris, our daily lives, when we send out a thought of love and light, then we surround ourselves with light, because as you give, you receive. And this light which we send forth from our hearts not only helps to dispel the erroneous and negative thoughts of others and circumstances, that, you know, you watch any nightly news and I see where my light and love needs to go.
Right.
But it also creates a protective shield around you. This is what is meant by those words, put on the whole armor of God. If you read Ephesians 6:11, that Bible quote's all about putting on the whole armor of God. So if you just relax mind and body and breathe slowly and deeply, and as I do this, I breathe in and I imagine that I'm filling every particle of my being with God, with God's breath. And as this love fills our hearts and our mind, every atom, every cell of our body will be filled with peace and the healing Christ light. By the way, if you're not feeling well, if you've got disease, aches and pains, tired, one way to help heal your body is to do what I just said. Breathe in the healing light and love of God to every cell, every particle of your being. And let that expand. That's how you, one of the ways you keep your body healthy.
Right. Well, we're here at number 10. We've circled around the camp and now we're on enjoy daily laughter and tickle your funny bone.
Yes, yes. Well, there's that old Scott. I was not long ago, well, right before COVID stuff started, I was in Scotland and I was at a B&B. And they had a little plaque, an old Scottish saying that angels fly because they take themselves lightly. I love that. So if you're stressed out, if you're worried about something, whatever it is, one of the best ways to mollify that stress is to fill your life with laughter.
Right.
Researchers show that the more you laugh, the more you release those endorphins into the body that act as a natural stress buster. A good belly laugh gives your heart muscles a good workout, improves circulation, stimulates your alertness hormones. You're getting tired working at your desk. Find something to laugh about. You'll have energy. It cleans your respiratory passages. It relieves pain, and it counteracts fear, anger, and depression, all of which are linked to illness and stress. That's why in my book that you held up, I have 4 humor intermission sessions. I have little humor breaks where I give you a series of very funny jokes and stories that will get you laughing. It's that important.
Yeah.
And don't forget to laugh at yourself, too, when you make a mistake.
Absolutely.
Yeah, or do the unexpected, because it's a humbling experience that reminds us not to take life too seriously. Life is meant to be enjoyed.
Right. Yeah. It's a journey to an adventure to be enjoyed and cherished and celebrated.
That's right.
You know?
Amen.
Amen to that. Well, Susan, I really thank you for today. This has given all of us a lot of food for thought and tips for action.
Yes, good. And things that we hope some people or many will incorporate in their lives today.
Right. Starting today, there's several things, even going to sleep. You can do the breathing exercise. Try that tonight to calm down your parasympathetic nervous system. Drink more water today. Maybe go for a walk today. Start that small baby Kaizen steps.
Yes.
That you can implement to improve your health.
Eat with chopsticks. And then also on my search bar, put in 21 day agreement, because I give you this sheet. Okay. You can just print out
where you
can say, I, Christina, for the next 21 days, agree and commit to, and whatever it is that you'll work out every day for whatever, let's say 15 minutes. Make it easy so you don't set yourself up to fail.
Right.
And then I have 21 lines that you can fill in what you did, put it on your refrigerator where you see it, you sign it. And I use that every month. I do one or two. Maybe I'll combine more working out with more water.
Uh-huh.
And I use that sheet of paper that I've copied and printed, so you can get it right on my website. So put 21 day agreement in the search bar.
So you all please take advantage of Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. She also, you'll find the 260 positive words, and she has a wide array of health articles and information to support your wellness and health journey. She's passionate about you living your best life, and to do that, she's outlined 10 tips to achieve that. So she is a beautiful, loving woman with a heart of pure gold and love for each and every one that she can bless in the world. Every day is a prayer for the world that she puts forth. So I really want to thank you, Susan, for being here and sharing. And I look forward to us putting on some more interviews that we can do.
And maybe next time I'll interview you. And and I want everyone to make every day their love note to God. By God's given us this miraculous body, and one of our gifts back to God is to take loving care of your body.
Yes.
Body reflects mind. Mind reflects spirit. The body's a very good place to start. No more excuses. Don't wait till next month, next season, the beginning of the year.
Right.
Start today. Be the president and CEO of your body and life, and take loving care of this beautiful temple that God has given you in which to live.
Mm-hmm. Well, everyone, we applaud you for your journey to living essentially strong. We know you can do it, and we have every faith in you. So until the next interview, we wish you God's blessings and health and vitality. Have a beautiful day.